90.1 WPFH. Joining me on the phone is Poison Jay from The Code. What's up, Jay?
Not too much.
All right, diving right in. What are some of your influences, musically as well as lyrically?
Musically, for me personally, I would say lots of new school punk bands, the bigger, more recognizable names, being NoFX, especially when it comes to guitar. I love Bad Religion. Musically. Lyrically, I would say more politically motivated bands, like definitely Op Ivy is definitely the big one. Bands like Anti-Flag, bands like Godsrotten, bands that, you know, have worked, or at least tried to work to make a positive difference.
Do you know Godsrotten really well? I know that you're from the Pittsburgh area.
I know two of the guys from Godsrotten really well, Eric and Corey.
Who are
really cool guys.
Who are both now in Caustic Christ, correct?
Right.
With Bill Chamberlain and the drummer from Submachine.
That is correct.
Right. How long have you guys been a band?
Only for about 2.5 years now. We used to have another band, and we all lived up in Erie, Pennsylvania. And slowly, over time, all of us moved to Pittsburgh, with the exception of our bass player, who actually still lives in Erie. And we decided to reform things and be a little bit more motivated to actually work and do things as a band. So that was about 2 years ago.
Your first album, It Kills to Know, was done completely DIY, correct?
Totally, yes.
What did you find hard or what did you find rewarding about doing a DIY album?
It's definitely difficult to fund the project ourselves and to go into a studio for the first time and not really know anything about what we were doing and try and come out with a good, I guess, professional-sounding record. But it was definitely rewarding because, you know, it ended up getting us signed to AF Records, and it was cool that kids were actually buying it, and it was all done by us.
Your follow-up release, Alert Aware and Vault, was, of course, released off of AF Records.
Right.
What kind of success did you guys see from that?
We definitely have opened up to a lot broader of an audience, and releasing the record has allowed us to not only does it sound and is definitely more mature than our first record, but it's really... we've been able to get our message out a lot more.
Right.
That we're dealing with AF and things of that nature. So that has been really cool. And doing stuff like the big tours and things like that, like we did the tour with Anti-Flag, Good Riddance, and we're going out to Bouncing Souls in December.
Oh, cool.
That stuff has all really going to help people to hear what we have to say, and, you know, whether or not they're going to listen, that's a different story, but at least we're trying to get our message out.
Right on. You guys recently had a lineup change, and John left.
Yes.
Did he leave on good terms?
Yes, actually he did. John decided that he wanted to pursue education as opposed to being a musician, which is totally fine and totally understandable. Some of us are doing both, going to school and doing this, but John wanted to focus all of his efforts on school, and we were okay with that, so we wish John well, and, you know.
Okay, and who ended up replacing John?
One of our friends, who's actually from Erie as well, this kid named Bo that I used to play in bands with years ago, sent me an email saying, hey, I heard John was, you know, probably leaving, and, you know, I'd be interested. So Bo came down, and we played a little bit, and things clicked, and ever since then, he's been the guy, so it's going well.
Cool. So is this the solid lineup?
Pretty much, yeah. Bo seems to really enjoy it, and we're really happy with him.
What do you guys have planned for the future, releases and touring, et cetera? I know that you guys are scheduled to play with Common Rider, which is Jesse Michaels from Operation Ivy's new band.
Yes.
Which must be really cool for you, considering, you know, you said earlier that Operation Ivy was a huge influence.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. In the next couple months, we're going to be releasing a split. It's going to be a 10-inch, I believe, with Whatever It Takes.
Oh, cool.
So that'll have 3 new tunes from us and 3 new tunes from them, so that should be cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Jay.
Problem.
And you can check out The Code's website at www.thecode.com for all updates on The Code. Right now, we got The Story of My Life by The Code right here on 88.1 WPFH. You're listening to Adrenaline. I'm Nate Bender.